The last we left Will, he introduced the idea of exploring a cuckold lifestyle and pursuing a cuckold relationship in I Want You to Consider Cuckolding. Never have experienced a cuckold lifestyle, they discussed what might mean to the relationship. After a lot of thoughtful examination and taking steps to find a suitable cuckold bill, things were looking up. Enter a few weeks later. She told Will very little about the date. Not anything of substance, anyway. She didn't want him to have a chance to back out if he knew. If he could see her eyes or feel how quickly her heart beat just thinking of him. A Greek Adonis was coming over for dinner to meet Will. Ben, or Benedictus, meaning blessed, was exactly that, and then some. Their makeout session in his car that first date sealed the deal for her. What she experienced and felt was beyond thrilling, beyond erotic. He took her body and mind to places Will would never, could never do. Her head spun. They did a little more than heavy petting, but it's all that she needed. This idea of having a cuckold relationship was becoming more and more appealing all the time. As she readied for her double date, she dressed in a tight-fitting knit dress with a deep plunged V down the front. Laced up, showing ample view of her luscious breasts, thigh-high boots, her hair silky, shiny, and soft. Dabbing on some pink lip gloss, she could feel the heat burning within her. Will was great, the metrosexual does-everything-right kind of guy, sensitive, sweet, and pretty much everything a girl would want, right? Except one thing. Well, two, actually. First, sex appeal. He was awkward and unsure. I didn't mind leading and was comfortable doing so. Second, an average cock, about 5 inches at its longest and proudest. It would suffice, I thought. If it were the last cock I'd ever have, so be it. After all, there's more to life than a good fuck, right? Doesn't all that other stuff count, too? Of course it did, and I argued with myself, considering this long-term relationship over and over. But this opportunity, this chance to bet a guy with that raw, masculine sex appeal, well, frankly, began to swim in my mind more and more and more. She was still in the bedroom getting ready when Ben arrived. Will answered the door, and she could just about hear their greetings. Will's voice sounded a bit higher. He's stressed, and she'd better get down there. Slowly walking into the room, watching as the two men turned to watch her enter, a jolt of electricity ran the length of her spine. Ben, 6'2", well-defined, not too much so. His careless, dirty blonde hair framing his chiseled looks, and that smile. The devilish, carefree grin of a man who knows what he's packing and knows how to use it. Why couldn't there be one man with both the qualities of these two? Sitting down to dinner, we instantly connected regarding the cuckold lifestyle we expected. Ben had a great career that took a lot of his time. He didn't have time to chase girls, nor the patience for the whole dating game scene. So we would arrange to meet at our place or his a couple times a week. I would only have sex with Ben if Will was around. In the room or in the house, it didn't matter. I just needed him close. He was to do whatever he felt right for him, whether being in the room or out. Ben didn't care one way or another. Ben seemed calm and confident and flirted with me shamelessly during dinner. Will was a gracious cuckold husband and host, tending to our every need. I sat back and enjoyed the attention of both of these men. After dinner, I excused myself from Ben and met Will in the kitchen. "So what do you think?" I asked. Will was busy rinsing the dishes. His face was flushed, and for a second, I was worried he might not approve. Not that it would mean anything or stop me at this point. It was only a matter if Will was going to do this the easy or the hard way. My mind was set. "What I think? What I think?" Will hissed breathlessly, momentarily confused, until he turned and put one arm around my shoulders, taking my hand and guiding it to his throbbing member. He whispers, "I've been this hard since he walked through the door. I can't stop thinking about the two of you together." Laughing and relieved, I pulled my hand away and said, "Well, if that's it, give me 5 minutes. Then come in and see what I've been thinking about since he came in." Then walking away, really rolling my hips as I sashay through the kitchen door, it swings back and forth behind me, and Will hears me say, "Oh, Ben, I want to show you something. Call me, and we'll explore the rest of the story." Mistress Erica, 1-800-601-6975.